Let's check the numbers as they settled up in Chicago, or at least closed on this Monday afternoon. Futures finished like this. A soft red winter wheat on its last trade was down 14.5 cents at $7.41¾ in the March. The May at $7.49½, down 13. And July, the harvest month for the soft red, at $7.50¾ at the CME Group, 12 cents lower. In Kansas City, a settlement price here at $8.19 for the July, 0.75 cents lower. March contract back in Chicago for the corn pit, and this is a close, 7.03½, down 5.5. May futures at 7.02, down 6¾. July 6.91¼, down 7¾. And September futures in the corn pit at $5.77¾, 7 cents lower. December at $5.58¾, the harvest month, down 4.5 for the new crop. March soybeans at $14.32, down 20.5. The May at $14.17½, 19¼ lower. July beans at $14.09¼, down 16¼, and the August at $13.71½, down 17¼. September's were down 17½, and November's were down 13. That contract settled at $12.69 for the new crop. January at $12.71¾ for next year, at $15¼ lower on its finish. Bean meal futures at $4.13, down 9.40 in the lead option, and March bean oil 18 cents lower at $51.25. Live cattle futures finished up the April at $130.35, up 22½. June at $125.97½, a settlement there up 27½. And the April feeders at $148.62½, finished 42½ cents higher. May at $151.25, up 72½. April lean hogs at $86.37½, up 25 cents. This is the closing market report. You're listening to the closing market report. It is the 11th day of February, 2013. I am Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us from Bloomington Normal, Illinois, is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
What do you think of today's trade?
Well, a little sloppy from the bulls' perspective. We saw additional follow-through selling from last week's numbers. Quite a bit of liquidation. Open interest has been going down on this price break. We're seeing the end users sort of put their hands in their pocket. We'll see in the technical trade turn to being on the sell side. Just not a whole lot of positive or bullish news right at the moment to get the trade to come in to be a buyer. We've got moisture in some of the drier areas, not only here but also in the southern hemisphere. We're starting to see this demand base continue to sort of shrink a little bit. Shipments on the export weekly export inspections report, we shipped out 22 million bushels of wheat, which was about in line. 14 million bushels of corn, that was in line, but relatively weak. And bean shipments were 30 million bushels. They were looking for 40 to 48 million bushels, so that was kind of a disappointment, too. Also, news articles of up to 20 ethanol plants taking some downtime in through here, which, you know, I think we've got well over 200. So it's a pretty large percentage of this demand base. It's kind of slowing down here, and that's had the trade on edge here for about the last week.
The trade on edge, but of course we don't really have the corn around. There were some suggestions and thoughts as we made our way through Commodity Week and other programs last week that the 602, now 650 or thereabouts, for ending stocks for corn probably still wasn't high enough in terms of what the trade would like to have left in the bin by the time we get to the end of the year. Last year, of course, we were at this same point, and we ended up with, what, about 850, I think, at the end of the year. Most of that came as we shifted from old crop to new crop. Will we be able to come up with the same kind of ending stocks for corn, and will it be on the back of less ethanol being produced in the United States?
Well, they're going to make the supply demand balance sheet balance the way they want it to balance.
Well, you know what? They have to do that by law.
They're going to add and subtract. But no, you're correct. And the interesting thing about that, and I don't have the data on it, is the robbing of the new crop to fulfill old crop demand. And barring no weather disaster here, we do see the crop going in a timely fashion here this spring. and don't see a big weather disturbance to mess up the production cycle, we will see, I feel, basis firm going into this fall as these end users kick back up to gather supplies to work with as we go into this fall. So our top strategy here as a producer, don't get caught, you know, getting too bearish and selling the whole in here, but sort of have a marketing plan that's flexible. We like putting in a price floor in here where we're not committing to actual bushels. And probably the number one reason for it is to take advantage of basis improvement as we move on down the road. Right now, the end users got their hands in their pocket and feel they can buy it cheaper. But when they actually start buying here down the road, we feel basis will improve at least the 30 to 45 cents we've been accustomed to going in through fall, early winter.
If you're having producers of grains lock in some profits at this point, what are you doing with the livestock guys?
We've been sort of search and hunt mode. Like you say, the fear is find the actual cash grain. We've been kind of in a holding pattern here waiting for this correction to run its course. That's going to be the challenge here, to get some old crop supplies locked in. We want to watch the $7 level basis March corn futures. That's sort of the key, whether or not if we'll correct further. If we can hold $7, we feel we can move back up to the $7.50. We kind of feel the old crop is going to remain somewhat firm to the new crop, even though the spread did not show that today. The old crop saw some liquidation up front here, unwinding of the bull spread.
In the soy complex, do we expect soybeans from South America, Argentina, or Brazil to begin filtering into the marketplace anytime soon?
It's a slow, long, drawn-out process. There's talk of dock strike. See no confirmation of that yet. The trade has been well prepared to see those beans come into the pipeline. That's why the spread was relatively fairly wide between March and July, going into year end, but it's narrowed up quite a bit here over the near term. But eventually, those beans will make it into the world channels. It might not be in a timely fashion that they want, but overall, when you look at the big production in the southern hemisphere, it's going to be awful hard to be bullish beans as we go into our spring, early summer time window.
Kurt, thanks so much for taking the time.
Very good. Take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.